I'm not really sure about your understanding of the practice of human resource and integrating human resource and with the company's objectives. Many HR practitioners across the globe, and most of us, and for me to be very specific, Africa, and drilling down to Kenya, the people I've seen, people understand HR to be personnel management. That is something that happened in the years of in the 80s, where HR was only a paper pusher, where HR was only to be seen but not to be heard. The HR effects and influence in the organization was not anything that someone can write home about. HR has evolved over a period of time, and the practice has actually gone into where HR is integrated with the business, and HR becoming a very critical element of any business today. One thing that people don't understand is that human capital, as it's called right now, whichever language, whichever term you want to use, is actually an integration of the human aspect into the workplace, into the organization. So the HR within that organization is actually the link between the organization and the most critical element of that organization, the human capital. So taking HR as a profession where people only write hiring and firing letters is so outdated, like 20 or 25 years ago. HR right now, let me just bring this into perspective. Organizations do perform their objectives, and the objectives of every institution is actually to produce or to offer service. Where is HR involved in all this? Let me make it very clear. Let me make it very simple for some people to understand why some of us converted from the business side to human resource. Every organization strives to get the best candidates, or the best employees to come and work with them. Every organization desires to have these employees settle, is trained, and is producing. Every organization wants to develop a culture, and that culture that integrates with, so that people integrate with the culture of the business. Who does all this? Who is the link? And who should actually do it? Human resource or human capital is responsible for recruitment. Human capital is responsible for coordinating performance management across the entire organization. Human capital ensures that true performance strategies are cascaded. Human capital ensures that they help and become internal advisors to the organization, so that the CEO, through the support of the human capital, can set up a good culture across the entire organization. Human capital is responsible for disciplinary, for guiding the organization on disciplinary matters. Human capital is responsible for ensuring that the workplace environment is conducive for employees to feel at home and for employees to stay. They are essentially responsible for retention of your staff. And therefore, for a HR practitioner to sit somewhere in a corner and whine about the organization not recognizing them is actually belittling themselves. HR deserves to have a space in the C-suit, in the boardrooms. HR right now, research has shown that HR right now becomes better CEOs than even financial managers, who really look at human beings as a cost. But HR will integrate the human feelings into the business without losing focus. I therefore think that human resource deserves to be respected as a practice, that people understand that people should actually hire CEOs not by the strength of their understanding of the business only, but how do they integrate human capital into their businesses? How they make the people that work with them and for them feel loved, feel respected, feel like human beings, and for those people, for these people who work for them, to also feel that they deserve to remain with that organization. That's all I think about human capital, because human capital is the only department that matters every other department in the organization. I'm not really sure about your understanding of the practice of human resource and integrating human resource and with the company's objectives. Many HR practitioners across the globe, and most of us, and for me to be very specific, Africa, and drilling down to Kenya, the people I've seen, people understand HR to be personnel management. That is something that happened in the years of the 80s, where HR was only a paper pusher, where HR was only to be seen but not to be heard. The HR effects and influence in the organization was not anything that someone can write home about. HR has evolved over a period of time, and the practice has actually gone into where HR is integrated with the business, and HR becoming a very critical element of any business today. One thing that people don't understand is that human capital, as it's called right now, whichever language, whichever term you want to use, is actually an integration of the human aspect into the workplace, into the organization. So the HR within that organization is actually the link between the organization and the most critical element of that organization, the human capital. So taking HR as a profession where people only write hiring and firing letters is so outdated, like 20 or 25 years ago. HR right now, let me just bring this into perspective. Organizations do perform their objectives, and the objectives of every institution is actually to produce or to offer service. Where is HR involved in all this? Let me make it very clear. Let me make it very simple for some people to understand why some of us converted from the business side to human resource. Every organization strives to get the best candidates or the best employees to come and work with them. Every organization desires to have these employees settle, is trained, and is producing. Every organization wants to develop a culture, and that culture that integrates with, so that people integrate with the culture of the business. Who does all this? Who is the link? And who should actually do it? Human resource or human capital is responsible for recruitment. Human capital is responsible for coordinating performance management across the entire organization. Human capital ensures that true performance strategies are cascaded. Human capital ensures that they help and become internal advisors to the organization, so that the CEO, through the support of the human capital, can set up a good culture across the entire organization. Human capital is responsible for disciplinary, for guiding the organization on disciplinary matters. Human capital is responsible for ensuring that the workplace environment is conducive for employees to feel at home and for employees to stay. They are essentially responsible for retention of your staff. And therefore, for a HR practitioner to sit somewhere in a corner and whine about the organization not recognizing them is actually belittling themselves. HR deserves to have a space in the C-suit, in the boardrooms. HR right now, research has shown that HR right now becomes better CEOs than even financial managers who really look at human beings as a cost. But HR will integrate the human feelings into the business without losing focus. I therefore think that human resource deserves to be respected as a practice, that people understand that people should actually hire CEOs not by the strength of their understanding of the business only, but how do they integrate human capital into their businesses, how they make the people that work with them and for them feel loved, feel respected, feel like human beings, and for those people, for these people who work for them, to also feel that they deserve to remain with that organization. That's all I think about human capital, because human capital is the only department that matters every other department in the organization.